As fashion followers will know, the clothes industry in Australia has seen something of a revolution in recent years. It's been led by the arrival from overseas of firms like H&M, Zara and Topshop. At the same time, Australians are buying far more clothes than they used to. But as the new companies have gained market share, so the industry's waste problem has got worse. Twee Ong reports.
Warwick Levy was so miserable and unhappy while studying a construction course at university that he quit to start a t-shirt label in 2010. He began sewing t-shirts under the name Lonely Kids Club. Each Saturday, he'd be at Glebe Markets in Sydney from 6 a.m, selling his clothes at cost price in an effort to continue his brand.
Ethics ends up being the crux of the brand, that we do things ethically, because I think the more I learn about the fashion industry, the more I learn that there's a lot of practices that go on that I really don't agree with.
Australians spend an average of $2,300 on clothing and footwear each year. Lisa Hines is an academic at the University of Sydney.
We were buying more pieces of clothing than we have ever in history. It's almost doubled in the past 20 years.
The fastest growing household waste is clothing, with around $500 million worth of garments dumped in 2013. A not-for-profit group, Fashion Revolution, found 400 billion square metres of textiles are made annually, with 60 billion of that ending up as cutting room floor waste.
There's a lot of information out there that suggests that those pieces of clothing are produced with disposability in mind. They're typically designed for 10 wears or less. So you're getting those kind of subpar fabrics. Maybe the finishes aren't that great as well.
But according to research firm Euromonitor International, consumers are looking more to sustainability in goods. The report says sustainability is becoming more integral to the business model of companies and becoming increasingly important in the minds of consumers. Lisa Hines again.
There's definitely more and more awareness from consumers who want to see this kind of transparency from all brands that they're buying, but including fashion labels, about consumers really wanting to know where things are made and how they're made.
Warwick Levy's label now has a physical store and a sewing studio where he creates his pieces.
If you look at some of the socially responsible labels around right now, they're starting to really grow more and more and get a lot of hype behind them because people really agree with the message that they're saying.
Warwick Levy ending Twee Ong's report.